It may not feel like it around central New York, but today is opening day for Major League Baseball. It's a sign that while summer isn't here just yet, at least spring has arrived. It's also the first day of the high school baseball season around the region. But as WRVO's Ryan Delaney reports, a stubbornly cold spring is keeping players stuck inside.
Think about the sounds of baseball's opening day. The crack of the bat, the slap of a ball into a leather glove, not the scraping of a shovel against ice. Grounds crews at NBT Bank Stadium have spent the past few weeks working through frigid weather to try to get the field ready for the AAA Chiefs' opening game on Thursday. Head groundskeeper John Stewart and his crew have used all the tools they can to melt the snow, including heat blowers and tarps.
We had 2 feet of snow underneath the tarp, so we melted down about, 12, 14 inches. But then we just had to kind of bite the bullet because we had the weather was going, the weather was blowing a little bit.
Now it's down to guys chipping and shoveling away the last few chunks of ice, and there's also the job of clearing the snow off the 11,000 seats. The Chiefs have struggled to get fans in those seats in recent years, and this cold weather won't lend well to drawing fans to the park.
I'd like to have no wind, no clouds, no rain, 85 and sun. And I don't think that's ever happened.
High school baseball teams across the state don't have Stewart and his grounds crew to get their fields ready, and so many have had to postpone their first game of the year. The weather has also kept practice indoors. Coach of the defending state champion Baldwinsville Bees, David Pennefeather, is watching his team warm up in a hallway of the high school while they wait for a gym to free up.
This has been kind of our home indoors.
Players are hopping over their backpacks and weaving through the track team trying to get their workout in. Pennefeather says early practices indoors are expected, but the cabin fever sets in eventually.
Normally we know we're going to be in here, for the first couple weeks, but sometimes we usually sneak out to a back parking lot. We sometimes get a chance to get on a side part of the school, just find a patch of grass to maybe run some ground balls or some fly balls, but we haven't had any of those chances at all with obviously the temperature and then the snow still being out there.
Ball.
Over at Cicero North Syracuse, the varsity baseball team there also has the gymnasium blues. Running drills inside a gym, the squeak of the hardwood floors makes baseball sound more like basketball.
Housekeeping things first. We are going to stay inside tomorrow and on Saturday.
Coach Kevin Rockwell says they pretty much have to wait for Mother Nature to make their field playable. The North Stars field is still under snow, but Rockwell is optimistic given that at least the infield dirt is showing through.
If we can get out, we'll get out. The cold really doesn't bother us. It's more the playing conditions. Once we can get on the field, we're pretty much on it as long as it's not like 15 degrees out.
Once the season does get going, that doesn't mean the weather will be all sunny and warm. Senior catcher Justin Teague says it's a little tougher when it's cold out.
The first few innings, you'll get balls and you'll sting my hand a little bit. But, other than that, I'll try to run in between innings to stay loose. It's not that different. I'll try to dress warm and I'll have the gear to keep me warm. So it's not too bad.
So whether it's making a sliding catch in a still frozen outfield or picking a ground ball out of a mud puddle, one thing is sure for these guys. This is just what spring baseball is when you live in the Northeast. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.